Broncos and Chargers this Sunday. We're lucky to be joined now by KOA News Radio's Dave Logan calling the game this Sunday. And Dave, can you remember a time when so many different things could happen between wins and losses, playoff implications? It seems like there's just a myriad of things that could happen with this game on Sunday.
Well, it's obviously an important game, no question about that. Normally when you get down to the stretch of an NFL season, you'll have a handful of things that could possibly happen. But I would say, to your point, I think it's been quite a year with respect to that sort of thing, especially even before last week's game, where the Broncos, with a couple of wins, could secure the first spot, would definitely secure the second spot, and had they lost Monday night, and then, of course, this game in San Diego, they would have been out of the playoffs. So normally when you win double-digit games in the last 2 weeks, you don't have that wide of spectrum, but certainly this year was the case.
You had a chance to speak with Brock Osweiler just a couple moments ago. Where do you think his mind is at with the short week, with the news that Peyton will be backing him up? Where do you think he's at, emotionally and mentally as he heads to this game?
Yeah, I asked him that specifically. Was it strange for him? He said he smiled and said it was a little bit different. But he said, I've been Peyton's backup for 3.5 years, and now he's my backup. But he went out of his way to praise Peyton in terms of him being a good teammate, of being a great mentor for him. And I've been really impressed with the poise of Brock Osweiler. I mean, here's a guy, and I know this is his fourth year, and he's 25 years old, but this is his seventh start in the NFL. And I think if you gauge him from the end of the Kansas City game through the end of Monday night's game against Cincinnati, he's made tremendous progress. He's a guy that's made plays in the pocket. He's nimble enough that he can make a few plays with his feet. He's thrown the ball well, and I would think the Broncos have to be very happy with the progress Brock's made.